I'm here with Donnell Rehagen, the Chief Operating Officer for the National Biodiesel Board. Donnell, I know you guys are continuing to move forward, even though the biodiesel industry has had some tough times. Part of that moving forward is you've got a position that you're replacing someone who's moved on. Tell us a little bit about the position and what you're doing.
Sure, yeah, it's definitely been a very tough time for our industry, and we recognize that, but we do feel like long-term the industry is going to prosper very well. And so one of the positions that we're looking to fill now is a technical position, position, as you said, that's been filled before. We've had someone who's moved on to other opportunities, and so we're looking for somebody kind of with a chemistry or a chemical engineering background to help us manage some of our technical work that continues to go on in our industry.
Tell us a little bit, what does that entail, managing your technical work? What do you do, to help the industry in that sense?
Our technical program's always been a very large portion of the work that we do, governmental affairs being the most significant aspect of what we do. But that work needs to be supported with sound technical science and research, and so our technical program has always been extensive. We'll have a number of projects, 10 to 20, 30 different projects a year that are going on, things such as interaction with engine manufacturers, interaction with the ASTM process for specification development, those sorts of activities that need to be in place to make sure that our industry is well-grounded.
Yeah, that certainly gives give some of the folks out there in the biodiesel industry some expertise to tap into, whether they're a brand-new operation or they've been at it for 20 years.
Yeah, absolutely. We are definitely a member organization, so those technical resources are also available to our members who may have questions or need advice or assistance on some of those aspects.
You've already touched on it a little bit, but let's talk a little bit more about what kind of person are you looking to fill a technical role here?
Well, it is a technical position first. It is very much, though, a management position. As I said, we're a project management organization. We manage work throughout the course of a year to try to make progress on these objectives that our membership have set out for us. So management skills, communication skills, public speaking skills, organization, those are all going to be high on our demand list for this position, as well as those requirements that the person be of a chemical engineering or chemistry type background.
And I would take it maybe when you get into the preferred qualifications, someone who's been involved in the biodiesel industry.
That would absolutely be helpful. Not necessary, but that would be helpful to have somebody who's got a little bit of background in if not even biodiesel, renewable fuels would definitely be a plus.
Since, there has been some issues with the biodiesel industry, especially since you lost the tax credit, I would imagine there's a lot of folks out there that certainly would fill the bill what you're looking for.
Well, we haven't given up on that tax credit yet. We wouldn't consider it a loss, but it's definitely been a challenge, and I expect that's probably the case. We've seen that in our industry. We've seen that among our membership producer organizations that are struggling to keep their operation going in the absence of this tax credit. So, we would welcome anyone who's interested in joining our operation.
Would they be working here in Jeff City?
Yes, this position would be out of our headquarters office here in Jefferson City, Missouri.
And of course, you're just for folks that aren't familiar with the town. Tell them a little bit about Jefferson City. What is it like, and what's it like to live here?
Jefferson City, it's the state capital of Missouri. It's located just about halfway between St. Louis and Kansas City. It's about 30 miles south of Columbia, which is where the major university in University of Missouri is located. The population here is about 50,000. It's a growing community. Over the last couple census, they've shown some good growth. So there's a lot of things to do here, and there's also a lot of things to do in this area.
Yeah, and of course, one big feature that our family always noticed was, of course, we've got the prettiest Capitol building based on the U.S. Capitol, and you see it right down the street from just about anywhere you're at in this town.
Yeah, it's definitely the center point. State government is a big employer here in the community, so there's a nice stable base for employment. And that's a great thing. It's a beautiful community. It's an older community, but it's, as I said, it's a growing community. So there's some excitement about that. And again, being positioned sort of in the middle of Kansas City, St. Louis, you're about an hour and a half, 2 hours from St. Louis, about 2.5 hours or so from Kansas City. So either way, you got a lot of things going on to enjoy.
Plenty for Cards Royals fans or Chiefs Rams fans.
Exactly right. And then, of course, like I said, 20 minutes up north is the University of Missouri Columbia, and we've got our Tigers. So
there you go. Got to get in the plug for those guys as well. Sure, Donnell, some great information. Anything else I guess you'd like our audience to know about this position and how soon you plan to fill it?
Yeah, our timeline is the sooner we can get that right person in that position, the better for us. As I said, we've got projects that are going on. They did not stop because we had someone move on. So, but we're not going to jump and just pick somebody. So it's got to be the right person, right fit, somebody who has an interest and a love for biodiesel. I mean, that's something that's, I think, a little unique about our organization. We've got people that are passionate about what they do. It's not just a job. So we need to find those qualities in someone as well.
Excellent information. Donnell Rehagen with the National Biodiesel Board. Thanks for talking to us.
You're welcome. Thank you.